The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerate.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is The Real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. I'm going to go ahead and say Tyler's still hanging around. So Tyler, Drew Scott.
Happy hour
at,
clearing out.
At MK Pallet. Yeah, all the
lightweights are leaving us, Fred.
Yeah.
I think I'm a lightweight.
Here comes
today,
HR.
You make some coffee for Trey, maybe.
Coffee would be a good idea for a couple people. If you missed the first hour, happy hour. Pickle crap. This is the worst tasting thing yet. By far.
It's up there.
This is number one. I'm sorry. I would go, if you put that out there and said you can have any other shot, or you can have that, or you do all the other shots, or you can have that, I do all the other shots. It was that bad.
Would you drink a 24-ounce, like that Four Loko size, of the pickle beer, or take a shot of the pickle vodka?
I'd have to do a shot of the pickle vodka because the beer.
Because of volume.
Because the beer wasn't much better. It just wasn't as bad as the shot, and there was a lot more of it. So in retrospect...
What about the pickle bomb?
That was... I don't think it was quite as bad as the shot.
Okay. But it had a full shot in it.
Yeah, but worse than the beer.
It was masked a little bit by the beer.
I think it wasn't the taste of the beer that masked it. It was just kind of the thickness.
That's what she said.
Not to me, she didn't. But...
Viscosity.
But, yeah, that's by far... the worst one that I've ever had. So,
I'm telling you, I don't know what's going on. My body hurts right now from all this.
And you were making fun of me the whole time for being physically ill for something that I think I'm allergic to, by the way. And that's okay. I mean, I didn't throw up, but.
Brad, I'm really proud of you, man. You did it. And you plugged your nose. That's the key. You just plug your nose down the hatch.
And then the taste hits you at the end.
It does, but it's shorter.
But like the mistake you made with the beer was like you opened it and you took a little sip.
Yeah.
What I did with that, the Bloody Mary one, I just held my nose and I chugged the whole thing and then I stopped. And then when it was gone, you taste it for a minute and
I was hoping that my taste buds would adjust to it as I went.
No.
It didn't happen.
That's never how it works.
Anyway. I will tell you that shot of bourbon, though.
That's much better.
Yeah.
It was good, but I shouldn't have shot it.
No. We're just kind of sipping it because the good news is this is really killing the taste of everything else between.
Yeah, it definitely did.
Between
that.
This and my Carbock, which I'm going to show to the people on Twitch, courtesy of Eric Warner, who's sitting right here from
Carbock. There's a reason that cowboys and rock stars drink whiskey because it gets rid of all the bad taste.
It does.
You know?
It does, including the hookers from the night before.
That's right.
If you're tasting the hookers, that's really bad taste.
You know? Yeah. I tell you what, a couple shots of pickle vodka, you never know what happens.
What, you never made out with a lady who smelled like she made out of the Marlboro Man?
Yeah, but he's talking about tasting hookers.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole different level.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. Happy hour's over. We got to talk some sports here.
Do we really? Can Eric hang around now?
Yeah, Eric can hang around.
I mean, he's kind of part of the team.
Yeah,
love you guys. I got nothing else going
on. Plus, you're going to be gone for like a month. We're not going to see
you. And the wife is in Colorado, so I'm green-lighted, man.
Are you worried that she's found a man up there?
Maybe.
I mean...
Wait. Worried or thrilled?
Oh, yeah. I saw the second to last Curb Your Enthusiasm from the last season. I don't know if you guys watch that show, but Susie's going out of town, and Jeff's dropping her at the airport, and he starts like singing gleefully in the car, and she immediately knows what's going on. It's like, nope, I'm not going on the trip. Take us back home. So yeah, you gotta be coy with those things. Like, oh baby, I'm gonna miss you so much. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, I think that we've been married long enough that like and obviously the last year she hasn't gone anywhere, but she does a lot of travel like your wife does and is gone for a while. She's like, okay, I'm going to be in Chicago for 3 weeks. Like, cool. You know, I'll come up one weekend. Otherwise, it's all good.
Yeah. No worries. Have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun, honey.
Yeah, I can sit at home and drink whatever I want and watch whatever I want.
Watch football. Except Eric can't watch football because his wife got rid of the football package.
Yeah.
Well, but you know what's now happened, AJ, I've cobbled together so many different services that, of course, had I just had DirecTV,
right,
I would now be saving money. But no, because I've got Roku and Sling and YouTube TV. I don't have that.
Fubo has all the sports. That's the one you need.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
And you know what? It's funny because we talked about this forever. I think I'm paying more now than I did when I just had DirecTV.
My wife just got a new one called Philo. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
Philo. I don't even know what she got.
Philo?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know what she got it for, but it's another one we've got now.
Yeah, and...
But, of course, it's for me, we had TV plus all these things before.
Right.
So...
Well, now, I'm down to the basic package on DirecTV, but... But I think
I'm very wealthy, Tyler.
You got that HBO money.
Yeah.
Independently
wealthy. Yeah. My mother's maiden name is Vanderbilt. I don't like to say it very often.
I thought it was Rockefeller.
No. We're the
I thought you were
Trump. It's Trump. It's actually Trump. I didn't want to upset any of our listeners.
You
so.
Used to be married to Eric Trump.
I did. But. You know, things don't last forever.
Have you guys ever been to that Vanderbilt mansion?
No.
I went there. I was there last fall. That place is ridiculous.
You went inside?
Yeah. We had a special tour arranged. We were at Wicked Weed in Sierra Nevada, kind of checking out breweries. And we got this, like, insider tour. That place is freaking amazing. I mean, to think about what it took at that time to build that and the amount of luxury that they had that place, nuts. Art collection. Insane.
I could be wrong about this, but there's a mansion that's like right off the back stretch of Saratoga that I believe was owned by the Vanderbilts. The McNairs bought it, and actually I got to go. Unbelievable place. I mean, I was like there for 2 hours was all, but it was really cool because they could get in a golf cart and go to the track.
Did you and Cal play tetherball in the backyard?
You know what? Cal was never around.
Oh.
I just
thought it'd be a really funny thing to see you two. Like, Cal's like...
No, it would be crochet.
Cal was no, home playing with his
crochet. Crochet. Okay, pickles have gotten to me. What
Cal's
do you want?
Cal's like, Fred, I'd like to play a game of tetherball. And Fred's like, I don't want to play tetherball. Daddy, make him play tetherball with me! And then Fred's out there hitting the ball around, spinning it around. Daddy, make him let me win!
What was the term... I'm trying to remember back to elementary school. What was the term? It was kind of like dunking on somebody, but when you
posterize.
When you slap the ball so decisively that it just is a full wrap.
I always call it spinning them up.
I never played. I only knew it from watching Napoleon Dynamite.
Really?
You never played tetherball?
No.
What a weirdo.
What do you mean, what a weirdo? We didn't have to. I grew up in Lamarck, man. What, we didn't have tetherball things.
You think tetherball's like a
it's not like some noble sport.
It's a pole with a string and a ball.
And
it's not a rich man's game.
We couldn't afford that. We had old basketball rims that were like...
So were you playing marbles, Fred?
No, we played basketball.
They played marble.
Checkers?
They could only afford one marble, so they played marble. It was just they'd hit it, and then it'd roll, and then they'd roll it again. That's all they did. Esme's bringing in water for everyone.
It's coffee, actually.
I know. No coffee?
No. Yeah.
No, I'm good.
No, as long as there's coffee, I'm good.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
Esme is an angel sent from God.
Thanks, Esme. We won't break the jar.
We won't break the jar.
It's a beautiful jar.
Yeah. It is an angelic jar.
Esme just doesn't know that we're professionals.
Yeah, we do this for a living. Yeah, she should be more worried about the other guys.
Honestly, I was pretty worried about you after the... the pickle bag.
I was having an allergic reaction to it.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't puke.
AJ, that's why I'm starting to believe Fred. At first, I was skeptical because he is fine now.
Yeah.
It's not like...
But you saw how red I was turning after I did that shot, right?
I did.
Like, I mean, I honestly was having a reaction to it, which is why I couldn't talk for a minute or so. But I'm all right.
I'm glad you made it.
I'm back, man.
It would have been really odd if you didn't make it.
No, what's the worst that happens? I die, we get great ratings.
That's true. I'm not saying I want you to die. If you do die, I kind of wish it would be on air.
Suddenly?
Oh, I'm with you. I've always said this.
No, I don't want Fred to like come in each day and be a little slower and like
feeble. No, you don't want me turning into
I don't want to do radio with Joe Biden for 6 months.
The bliss is on for Freddie. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe.
Yeah, no, I mean I'm with you.
And then Fred, there's times where he's just like staring off into space. Where were we? Where were we? I don't need that. Yeah, I want him to have like
hate big oil.
A heart attack or like
a quicker stroke. Like last time was sort of a long drawn out stroke. You need like the quick stroke where I'm talking and all of a sudden it's like, man, I don't know what it is about these Texans, doing my show impression, but something like that.
You seize up real good.
That would be cool. Like I'm gonna. That
do
would
you
be
remember,
awesome.
Have you? Did you, I don't know if you guys remember this. There was a radio show that was going on. Now, unfortunately, we're on the fourth floor, but this radio show was happening on the first floor of a building, and a vehicle drove into their studio, like drove through the wall and crashed in while they were on the air. It would be really cool if that could happen and the car would hit Fred, but where we're located, it would be very, very difficult to
helicopter.
Make it happen.
What about a helicopter? No. Accident?
How about this? How about like a Cessna?
Yeah.
You know, like you don't want to go full 9/11, but a Cessna could come through here.
Well, I want it to be big enough to kill you, but small enough that it doesn't kill me.
Yeah. So like a single engine Cessna that comes through this wall, but doesn't make it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd work.
I guess plausible.
But I mean, about to get canceled?
Improbable, but plausible.
I'd probably get guts on me.
Am I getting canceled for doing a callback to the Rick and Morty 9/11 thing? A
little bit.
Okay.
You weren't going to get canceled by me because I haven't seen it.
We talked about it on air, though. Have you watched Rick and Morty?
A little bit. It's my oldest son's favorite show.
Do me a favor. This is what
do
I tell
you worry about that son's long term success chances?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's 35. He's still in college.
But not quite that old yet, but yes.
But he loves Rick and Morty.
do me a favor. This is what I tell everybody. Just go watch, ironically enough, considering the theme of today, go watch Season 3, Episode 3, Pickle Rick.
Okay.
If you don't like that, then don't bother watching the show.
Okay.
I mean, now, that's also the gold standard show. So if you like it, doesn't mean the rest of them are as good. But you'll be like, if that doesn't blow you away, you won't like it. It's just like,
so it's sort of like Letterkenny or something where you can kind of tune in at any time and you'll.
Yeah, I mean,
there's not like a sequence that you have to follow.
I mean, they do have a theme and a sequence, but you can look at it. It's like a lot like Justified, where you could just kind of jump in and watch one episode, even though there was a story going on. But if you don't like that episode of it, you won't like the show.
All right, Season 3, Episode 3.
That's it. Before you come back, now this is a little.
I'm going to watch. I got homework, Fred. Right. I got homework.
When you go to Colorado, watch that, and then bring me back some edibles, please. I'll pay you for them.
Okay.
That's all.
Gobs. gummies, right?
Yeah, I like the gummies.
I'll bring it all, man.
Cool.
The wife's into the bath stuff.
Like weed bath stuff?
But apparently it only works for them.
For girls?
Uh-huh.
Because it soaks into their vagine?
That thing, yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, sir.
Good for them.
Yeah. It works, dude. I pretty much know now anytime she's like, I'm going to go take a bath. It's like, oh, yeah, daddy's going to get lucky.
There you go. All right, we got to hit a break.
But first I have to tell you about my bookie.
Do it.
Because that's where you're going to get in on all the action. There's college football tonight. And you know what? Last night we talked about this on the show yesterday. I'm like, you know what? Little action on the Giants, +5.5. AJ said, you know what? I'm teasing the Giants and the under and tease that number up. Guess what happened? Both of those hit. You know where they hit? My bookie. And guys, if you haven't played on my bookie, now's the time. The best part about them is when you win, you actually get paid. A lot of these sites, man, part of the gamble is putting your money in. But with my bookie, you're going to get paid. And they are not the kind of site that's just going to hold on to your money and keep throwing stuff at you to keep you from taking it out. No. They'll pay you. And then you're going to put money in again and win because that's what happens on MyBookie. Parlays, live betting, totals, everything. Whatever you want to bet, NFL, college football this weekend, it's all there. Join today. MyBookie's going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code RADIO when signing up. That's promo code RADIO. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
I'm taking it next semester, and I know why. Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
This is the Blitz. Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Just checking my text messages. Did you see? This is a picture that Eric Sandler sent me, who was clearly watching on Twitch.
Well, did he take a screenshot?
Yeah,
he did.
Me
he
holding,
sent it to me, too.
Yeah, me holding my nose while I'm doing the shot. Oh, man.
There's some good stuff that Twitch has tweeted at us, including Trey falling over like he was shot by a Russian sniper.
Yeah. So, I got a cup of coffee.
No,
I got coffee and water. I'm set, man.
Give it to Trey.
Yeah, Trey.
Trey, right. Trey's got to run the game. He needs something. You got to fix him.
It's funny, though, because, I mean, Trey, I thought, was kind of making progress in terms of dealing with this stuff. Having to shotgun that thing messed him up worse than I've seen anything. So we just,
I don't know how.
Well,
I
mean, the first week when he was so messed up that we had to make sure he didn't get in his car, that was different. That was the worst, but this is bad enough that he just needs to stop drinking.
We got to sober him up. Well, he only had one beer.
I know, but he took it all at once.
Some folks just ain't built for this life.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, luckily
I have to say though, now that I've made it through pickle day, nothing scares me.
Well, not even landing on the mega shot now?
You know what? Because it's not as, I mean, it still doesn't taste as bad as the pickle.
Okay.
It's awful.
Mega shot was worse for me, Fred.
Really?
Yeah, than the pickle.
I mean, it was pretty
bad. But I get it. You've got the pickle.
But I've
thing.
Also developed a tolerance for all the other crap in there already.
Fair.
So.
Hey, you've watched some of this baseball. You watched the Astros and the Rays. What stands out to you about what makes the Rays really good?
Their defense is amazing, which I don't think enough people talk about.
Well, it's funny you say that. How many Gold Glove nominees do you think the Tampa Bay Rays had this season?
Well, one.
Zero.
Okay. Well, but you know what?
There's some people who
fair.
Are a little salty about it.
They've been throwing the leather around a lot in the playoffs. I didn't watch them all year, so I can't speak for the regular season.
So, Kevin Kiermaier, who...
Pretty good.
He's very
okay.
good.
He's okay defensively.
He's done this for a while. He was not considered one of the top three defensive outfielders or defensive center fielders.
Okay, so tell me who they were. So
despite the fact he made zero errors in 2020, was number one amongst center fielders with 10 defensive runs saved, and second in assists at the position.
Well, he wasn't number one.
It seems like...
Well, who are the nominees?
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't... Let me see. I'll pull up the
because without context, I can't really comment.
But it said, and now it says these are based solely on numbers, and that's kind of the thing. Like, how can that be? If it's based solely on numbers, how do you have a center fielder who made zero errors not be nominated? Does that makes sense on really no level, right?
Well, I mean, what did the other guys do?
Let's see. Here's the
I mean, because really one error in center field versus zero is not a big deal.
Well, and with the shortened season, it's kind of hard, like you said, hard to put in context.
I mean, again, we got to put
Byron Buxton, Ramon Laureano, Luis Robert, AL center fielders. I don't know. Maybe it's just recency bias because we just saw
what Kiermaier can do. That's part of it. The guy had a great series. He had a pretty good series against the Yankees, too.
But for the Rays, who were the best team in the American League, and it wasn't because they're the best hitting team in the American League, to have not only zero winners but zero nominees, it's a little surprising, I guess.
Let me just say this. You can have the best in any sport. You can have the best defense in the sport and not have the best individual defenders.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
I mean, I don't know if that's the case. I mean, I think somebody should have got nominated.
Houston Astros had three nominees. You care to guess them?
Ironically, maybe Altuve.
No.
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 I would guess Springer, Correa.
Correa for sure.
Maldonado?
Correa, Yuli.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
I guess he was pretty good defensively in the regular season.
And Kyle Ted Williams Tucker.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kyle Tucker.
That's right, boy. Baby. That's right.
Put a cheap pinch between your cheek and gum. Yeah.
I guess really the finalists you know what? Don't matter.
It doesn't matter, especially in a 60-game season. Somebody's going to get screwed. Somebody's not. But it's like, do these awards really mean anything this
they
year?
They don't, but I mean, I'm sure it means money to someone. And listen, if you're a guy like Kevin Kiermaier, who's a, let's just say, a below-average hitter, like Kevin Kiermaier's a major leaguer for one reason, and it's because he's really good at his job playing center field. You'd feel, I mean, I can understand being like feeling snubbed, like you want to be recognized. Like Ozzie Smith, let's face it, Ozzie Smith wasn't a wizard with the bat. I mean, he just wasn't.
It's not what his wife said.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do. I talked to her.
Really?
Yeah, it's a long story. Anyway,
but Ozzie Smith was so good at what he did with the glove that he was a Hall of Fame player.
But I mean, let's be fair, and I don't mean to poo-poo your entire segment here, but in a 60-game season, to really get upset over who gets nominated for awards, I mean, you don't have the sample size you do with a full season. And so you're going to make more mistakes. And so, yeah, do I feel bad for the guy? Well, not really, because you know what? He might win the World Series. He's doing okay. But I can't get worked up and pissed off over the fact that those guys don't have more nominees, because it is just, it's such a small sample size. Now, I don't know how Kyle Tucker got in there, you know, but aren't you going to make mistakes with that? Like if we had a 5-game NFL season, let's go back 2 weeks. 2 weeks, we're talking about Josh Allen as an MVP candidate. You had him as the leader in the clubhouse.
No, well, I still had
him. You had him with Russell Wilson.
I thought he should be in the discussion, yes.
You don't have him there today?
No, I don't.
You know who you would have in there today? Ryan Tannehill. You wouldn't have had him 2 weeks ago.
I would still just have Russ.
I know you wouldn't, but the point is, so that's really what we're looking at, right?
Yeah.
We're looking at a 5-game NFL schedule for the most part. So, yeah, I mean, and to me, that's harder to judge. That's all. So I'm not trying to denigrate
discussion. It's fair. Tampa was sixth in the league in errors per game with .49. That's the sixth best.
Is that in the AL or
that's in the entire Major League Baseball?
So that includes that minor league circuit that the Dodgers play in. Okay.
Yes. Twins, Astros, Mariners, A's, Reds, Rays, the top six. Number seven is the Chicago Cubs. They had seven nominees for Gold Gloves on their team.
Well, okay. Let's be honest.
I will say this. You notice of the top six, there was only one National League team. So the Reds are the only National League team of the top six. So the American League just, it looks like they're just better. Of the top 10, seven are American League teams. So maybe there is something to that. But so it's maybe more difficult to get nominated in the AL than the NL. I just thought it was weird that the Rays had zero. And I think of the Rays, like I think the reason why the Rays are where they are is because they're really sharp on defense.
But they are, and they pitch well.
Yeah.
I mean, but the interesting thing to me is the Rays are probably, you know, when you come to the national media, and this is the guys who do this stuff, the Rays are an afterthought. It doesn't matter how good they are. They really, I mean, you're always going to be talking more about the Red Sox, even though they suck, the Cubs, even the Braves. You're going to talk more about those teams than you are the Rays. And those are the guys doing the voting. And so if you take the same players and put Yankees on their jerseys,
right,
they've got five or six.
Probably so.
But they don't. They're the Rays. And I hope they win because I hate the Dodgers. But I also kind of hate the fact that Tampa could win two championships this year. And when was the last time Houston won one? Can you remind me of that?
It was like 2 years, 2017.
Either way, one city is getting two titles.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
I think either LA or
Tampa are getting two titles.
I think the Bucs.
Don't tell me that. You're hurting my heart.
Believe me, I'm not a Tom Brady fan. I want them to go.
No, but I mean, if Tampa wins three titles in 1 year, oh my God. That's, you know.
But isn't that like a reflection of the change in America right now? Like, it's always been about those big, you know, you're a hockey fan, right? The original six, like those big Northeast cities. And, you know, hey, maybe the love needs to come to these new markets with the new demographics.
I'm like so excited that a team that the fans only show up because they happen to be really good.
That's a fair point.
And all I know is that the team that I root for hasn't won a Stanley Cup since 1967 when I was three bleeping years old, and you still can't get a ticket in the place, and you still can't even watch them outside of, well, now you can because of Rona. But the last time we went there, like, there were 12,000 people standing outside what was then Air Canada Center watching it on a screen, including me. That's how hard it is to get a ticket, and that team can't win. But, oh, some team that has 4,000 fans until they have a good season, and then they sell out. Congratulations. I hope you all die.
What's going on with the NHL? The last thing I read is they were talking about they were going to do a Canada division.
They're talking about that. They're not going. The first thought was they were going to start the season on January 1st with the Winter Classic. They've already canceled that. They've canceled the All-Star Game. I think they're looking at late January, maybe around the time when the NBA starts. But it's one of those weird things that nobody thinks about. But because you have teams in Canada, like the Raptors are talking about playing in Louisville next year because you can't cross the border. I can't get into Canada right now. Kind of sucks because I would like to go visit my in-laws and go check out all the nice new land we're about to inherit. But no, I can't. I can't get into Canada. I could go for 2 weeks and then I'd have to quarantine. And, you know, but there's so many rules. But you think about a sports team. Well, if you're the Raptors, you're going back and forth all the time. So they're talking about actually playing their games in Louisville next year. And the NHL is talking about an all-Canadian division.
Yeah, that's what I had heard.
Yeah, it was seven teams. And then putting all the other, basically all the other divisions would just play each other, and that's how next season will play out. So it kind of makes sense because the Canadian teams would all be in Canada. But, I hate to warn everybody this, but this whole Rona thing, it's going to affect next season too.
You mean the 2021-2022 season?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm listening.
In terms of whether or not we have full fans in the stands, whether or not we have to do stuff like have an entire Canadian division of hockey so that they don't leave the country. All of those things are going to impact next
Fred,
year.
Fred, I've been hearing nothing but optimism out of you the last like few weeks.
Fred
I've been listening
is always
to the show.
Optimistic.
What is it, the pedo whatever count every day?
It's the non-pedo.
Non-pedo.
Positive Rona news of the day.
Yeah, and it's all been nothing but positive. So now this sounds like not that.
Well, you know, also the Texans are there next year. They'll get the right people in. Things will turn around. I mean, he's full of positivity. It's
no,
really
no, no. I haven't said they were going to do that. I said they have to do that. If they do that, they're not going to suck next year. But do I have faith in them hiring the right people? Well, I think they're going to get the right head coach, but I don't know if they're going to get the right GM.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Carbach, and since Eric's here, I'll have him tell you a little bit. But they are doing something called Show Us Your Smoke, and it's basically a way for you to win some prizes just by grilling. And they're making it really easy for you because they're setting you up with everything you need to do it. Eric, tell the people how they get started with Show Us Your Smoke.
Yeah, so basically, I think you can still, we have a few bags of this lump charcoal left at the brewery. So if you come by, but you can use your own coal, whatever. But we want you to do your best brisket, do your best slab of ribs. And because this is virtual, you know, unfortunately, the times we live in, judges are going to be looking at, like, your finished product. What does it look like? How succulent and juicy does that meat look? But, you know, ham it up. To those of you who've already entered, like, we had a great turnout yesterday for the folks that did show up to get their bags of charcoal. Like, let's see videos. Judges want to see videos. They want the whole story, like, you know, what time you woke up to, like, start getting your brisket going. And this is your chance to shine. And so, yeah, anyway, check it out. Show Us Your Smoke, #.
And follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to find out more about the contest and more about the brewery in general. And when you're out and about this weekend, make sure you ask the bartender to make it a Carbach. I'm going to be it tonight. You can be cool. You can be shy. Say what you want. Say what you like.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Patios.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Fred Fowler, Eric Warner from Carbach.
I'm your co-pilot now. A.J. is MIA.
Yeah, who knows? It's been a fun show. It has.
Where are we taking this thing, Fred? We got. I don't know. You know 60 what? Seconds until AJ comes back.
We don't know. I mean, it could be 60 seconds. It could be an hour. It could be 5 minutes. I don't know. He's probably in there yelling at somebody.
Isn't he like the responsible person? Like the.
Hey, can I tell you guys a story? I want to get your opinion on, and then I'll get to some. Then we'll get to some lines.
Yes.
Because I know you want to do
this. Oh, yes.
And I want to go over my five versus your five.
I love it.
Oh, excuse me, my four.
That's right. You leader of the clubhouse. A great position to be in.
I love that. I always love getting off to a fast start by getting the one on Thursday and then always having the Monday game. All right, so I need an opinion here, and I'm kind of curious about this. So I have a neighbor that's a really good friend of mine, and he is a huge Stout fan, so shocker. He and I get along great, and we trade beers all the time. Well, last night, well, it wasn't last night. It was two nights ago. Somebody
you guys did it.
No, somebody breaks into his front gate. Well, you've seen my place. There's like a front gate, right. Small front yard. Well, he had like two big plants in there, right?
Clearly, like a bungee plants.
No, just like one was like a lemon tree and something else that he had been
good.
Working on. Yeah, well, trust me, I've got a little bit growing in mind, but did I just say that out loud?
Easy,
anyway,
Fred.
I think it's just weeds. I don't know what it's doing there. Anyway, so at 3 a.m, this dude comes by with a shopping cart, opens his gate. These are like 50-pound plants. Steals the plants, puts them in a shopping cart, and leaves.
Makes sense.
And so we're talking about it last night when we're having steak night together, and it's like, oh, you should get on next door and see. Apparently,
it was your wife.
No, this guy is a serial plant thief. He's all over next door. His face is everywhere. And I'm like, okay.
Did you recognize him?
I've never seen him. Now, there's a part of me that wants to stay up till 3 in the morning and leave my gate open and sit on my balcony.
Oh, like I did with the mail guy.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's kind of the same thing. I would like to kind of pull off a trap here because, you know, I mean, he's kind of a skinny, small guy. So first off, Derby would eat him. And if not, it'd be kind of fun to, like, you know, go full Al Capone baseball on him. But who steals plants? Is there this black market out there for plants? And apparently,
what if he just loves the plants?
Well, I don't know, but he's stolen a bunch. He's like all over next door.
What if he's like Poison Ivy from Batman and he's just got he lives on having plants around him? Did you ever think about that?
I didn't, but.
And then if you catch him and you accidentally kiss him, you could die.
I wouldn't kiss him, though. If he walked into my yard and tried to steal my plants, I would shoot him.
Right, but what if he took the gun away and then tongue-kissed you?
How's he
going to
take the gun away when he's, like, a floor down?
He's basically a supervillain.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, he's going to have to be a hell of a lot better supervillain than Poison Ivy to kick my ass, that's all.
Is he, like, homeless-y looking, or is he, like, well-dressed thief?
Yeah, he's well-to-do.
Not well-dressed, but somewhere in between. No, he doesn't have the Talladega Nights tuxedo, okay?
No, he has a real tuxedo that he rents every time he's going to go out and steal.
But... Bam Bam Houston, I have plants for sale cheap. No, but I mean, honestly, is there something out there I don't know about that you steal plants? Either that, or I mean, maybe this guy is going for like yard of the week among the homeless.
Could be,
yeah. But otherwise, what are you doing with that stuff? And apparently, this is like a thing in our neighborhood because as soon as I told him about it, we start looking at next door, and there's like five other people that have the same guy on video. Now, he always does it at like 3 in the morning, and I'm kind of like, he doesn't come to my street because I'm on the busy street, so he just does the side streets where nobody ever goes to, right? So I'm kind of thinking of maybe doing my neighborhood watch thing.
I mean, you know, if this guy, if it's like a challenge, like just a weird little obsession, man, it's harmless. I wish more people would, like... If that's the worst that people did in the world, stealing plants.
I know, but...
It's the ultimate contribution to society.
No, I mean, listen, I'm not going to shoot somebody over stealing plants.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me make that clear. I might wave a gun at them, but sure. I'm not going to shoot them.
I'll say this. My neighbor has a pine tree and I hate pine trees. And he has a pine tree that dumps needles into my yard. I wish this guy would come steal his pine tree. Can you talk to him about this? Like,
maybe we could find this guy and have him do it.
You guys need to get a chainsaw advertiser.
It's a good idea.
You know, I think this is the perfect.
I mean, this pine tree goes. It's like a million miles tall. Mm-hmm. If I cut it down, it would just fall on my house.
Well, you got to
get
him
when the wind's blowing the right way.
It's like the wall. Make him pay for it.
Make him pay.
He's a bad hombre.
Possible. He is a bad hombre. Now that I think about it.
Somebody says
this is the one who he and his wife fight in the driveway. Is it?
No, they moved. They got evicted.
That's good.
Yeah, they got evicted, and it's like. Our whole house, or our whole street, there's two houses on the whole street, and it's a cul-de-sac. There's only two houses that the people don't own the house. And, of course, that was one of them. There was domestic violence all the time. They're yelling at each other, and at all hours of the night. And without fail, one of them would get in the truck and drive away. And the other one would be pounding on the truck as it drove away.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me that.
But somehow they just couldn't make rent. And there they go. They're gone.
It's a mystery.
Oh, shocker. Really? Shocker. Yeah. Oh, couples fight over money. Woo.
Yeah. And then the other house that's rented out on my street, like they're just quiet people. I never see them. It could be serial killers. I don't know. But they're always quiet.
We only have, I think, one rental in our complex that I'm aware of. And it's a nice lady who's a nurse who's never there. And
a sexy nurse.
You know, I don't look at people that way, AJ,
oh,
because
Fred,
I'm not.
On.
I'm not a pig. She's cute.
All right. How about those Texans?
Yeah. Texans. Oh my God. You know what?
Well, we do get to talk about them.
Here's the other funny thing. Well, Josh was on commercial when I'm driving in. I flip over and I like to listen to show because he never gets to talk. And that's pretty much it. That's all show ever gets to say.
I finally got to watch the All 22 film.
Yeah.
Those guys were right on. The Texans, I never would have known this unless I'd watched the game film. The Texans are bad at stopping the run. I mean, I know it was a big topic for them.
No, their whole thing, they did like an entire segment on how Romeo Crennel had to answer questions about the trade deadline and how he had a meeting with the players and how that should have never gotten out. And I'm like, that's your segment? Come on. I mean,
to be fair, they've probably seen some of our segments and gone, what the hell are
I'm sure they
doing?
Have. I mean, the first hour
the
of the
first
show
hour was of our show was you almost vomiting.
Oh, yeah, and Trey almost dying, which I think is a hell of a lot more entertaining than, let's talk about the offensive line. Come on, Baytown badass. What can they do to fix the offensive line? Oh, my God. Honestly, I don't understand how anybody under 60 listens to that station. I mean, my God, under 60 or with an IQ over 32. I know we don't do everything right. I know we're not perfect. I mean, we try to have fun. We try to give you some insight. We try not to be, AJ does try to be provocative, but we don't try to just make stuff up. But,
okay.
You don't try, you just do it. But I don't understand why anybody would listen to that crap. I mean, I do it because I'm working on my show impression, and I'm kind of curious what they do. But I want an honest, I mean, honestly.
Hey, brother, sometimes it just comes natural to you, brother. You don't know nothing about that, though, because you're just a punk bitch show.
But you have to say man. Now he's got show saying man.
Hey, man, tell you something. Hey, man, let me tell you something, brother.
But, I mean, I'm... You know, I mean, I'm all for people making money in this business, but how that's entertaining or interesting, even to a Texans fan.
Listen, like, show is better than Camel juice. Rick Camel was maybe the worst. Lamont listens to every radio show in the history of this town. Craig Shelton was big on that stuff too. Like these guys know all the shows that have been on in this market. Has there ever been a radio host worse than Rick Kamla in this market? And he was here for a very short time.
No, they can tell you. There's a bunch of guys that have been here.
I find it hard to believe.
And
I mean, he's abysmal.
Well, was abysmal.
He was.
But I mean, okay, I don't know why you're criticizing, though, because I think you would love to have a guy like him or show as your co-host that just like introduces the show and then gets out of the way while you do the show. Because that's all he did. He'd basically say, we're back. If you want to get in, here's the phone number. What do you think, Clint? And then he wouldn't say anything else the rest of the segment. Wouldn't you like that? See? Not so bad. All right, quick break. We're way late here. Sorry, man. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Always going for it, never pump. Fourth down, last call,
Hail Mary, Prescott, touchdown. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I can explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Oh, I think we're into the I love you, man, part of the show. So, for those... Okay, Tyler, that was pretty gross. Anyway, I know a lot of people tuned in this morning hoping to see both me and A.J. on Fox 26.
Oh, I wasn't even going to mention it.
I think you should, because it wasn't your fault, and I don't want to dog anybody. I mean, now, to be fair.
Listen, peace and love. Don't ask me to do television shows anymore. Anybody. If you work at a TV station, I don't want to do it. I have a hard time saying no when you ask me, but I'm saying this now out loud. I don't want to do it. I don't want to be on TV. So when you ask me to be on TV at 6:45 in the morning.
Yeah, which wasn't very pleasant for me either, I might add. Because, I made a basically they want you to check in 15 minutes before.
Yeah.
So I knew I had to be checked in by 6:30, which means I knew I had to have myself look presentable at 6:30. Well, my alarm goes off at 6:15.
Same.
Usually the dog has me up before then, right? So I wasn't really worried about the 6:15. I thought that's the worst case scenario. So no, the alarm goes off, and then the dog looks up at me like, okay, I got to go out. And I'm like, bitch, you should have woke me up 10 minutes ago. What the
hell?
I
got time now.
So I take her out. So now it's 6:22, and I basically have 7 minutes to take a shower, look presentable, throw on a jacket, all that stuff.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Rush through it.
I was wearing this.
Okay, well, I couldn't tell because all I could see was your head, but I couldn't hear you.
But they said check in is at 6:30.
Yes, and both of us were there at 6:30. I know I was, and I'm pretty sure AJ was.
I was too, because eventually, like 6:35, 6:40,
yeah.
I texted Fred and like, hey, because, am I in the right spot? No, because
every other time I've done it, like if I check in at 6:30, they come in, they make sure your volume works, everything's cool. And then you disappear until 6:45.
Right before it's time, yeah.
Yeah. And
that's how it worked last time.
So, yeah, he texts me. It's like 6:40 when he texts me. It's like, dude, do you have this on your screen? I'm like, yeah, I don't know what's up. And then when they come to me, it's like, okay, 90 seconds. I'm like, okay, I'm ready, whatever. But AJ's audio doesn't work because they didn't
test it.
No, they didn't test it. Like, I've done it like 5 times now, so... You know, I know to unmute the thing and everything else, but AJ hadn't done it before. So, but this is the first time where they didn't come.
No, I did. I have done it before.
Have you done it before?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, but they didn't check in with me. And then my audio wasn't on, which, I mean, it was a simple fix, but then they started the segment without me because they didn't check in.
Well, I know it's like, and the guy's like, I'm going to have to cut AJ off. I'm like, dude, what the hell? Why did we get 90 seconds when usually it's 15 minutes? And because I didn't want to do that stuff by myself. And then the first thing Nate says is like, because they're doing that, they're promoing that Fox pick 'em thing, which is what we were supposed to do. Which, by the way, we're pretty good guys to have that for. But he starts asking me about the Cowboys game. He goes, you got 15 minutes. I'm like, what?
Yeah, and they're like, I mean 15 seconds.
I love doing stuff for Nate, and I'll do it anytime.
Not me, I'm done.
But it sucked for AJ because I know AJ's not going to be up at 6:50 or 6:45 on a Friday, and it wound up being a waste for him. But you know, I for once I actually, you know, did
and
my
Fred did a good job, and I sat there and listened to the whole thing.
What I felt bad was AJ texts me, it's like, can you hear me? And I'm just looking at the screen going,
dude,
because I wasn't sure if they were going to me. And then the guy's talking and I can't hear Nate, so I don't know if Nate's asking me a question or anything. And so I'm just staring at the camera. And as somebody called me this morning, which I, you know, I don't know if I'm offended or not, partially, I look like old fat Bill Maher with the hair like that.
I take that as a compliment.
Bill Maher's already old.
Listen.
I mean, I guess that's a compliment.
There are a lot of guys in this point, and again, peace and love. Jerome, Nate Griffin, all these guys who do TV in this town, but I love you.
They're all handsome, though.
Listen, there are a lot of radio guys in Houston who would love to be on your television show. They thrive on stuff like that. I don't want to do it. Don't ask me anymore. That's it.
I will do it for Nate. That's it. I take it back. If Jerome asked me, I'll do it.
I don't like, and I've done it for Jerome many a time. Yeah. I used to do it for Adam Wexler before he became the enemy.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for Adam. Don't like him that much. Just kidding.
He's okay,
but I wouldn't do TV for him.
I like these guys. I want to help them if I can. But I'm telling you now, I'm telling all of you, I don't like to do it. So when you ask me to do it, just know if I say yes, I really am bitter at you and I'm mad that you asked me because I don't want to do it.
Do you think I want have this face on TV?
But you kind of thrive on that stuff. Well, you like the
But I like trying. I mean, I look at it as marketing for the staff and marketing for the show. But
and also you like attention more than I do.
No, it's not. That's not it. I mean, if I never got asked to do it again, it wouldn't break my heart. But when I get asked, I always say yes because it's like, you know, it's a chance for me to push the show. chance for me to push
especially
the station.
Today. You could have pushed the show without me. You didn't need me.
That's true. We didn't need both of us. I think you could have done it with either just one of us.
You could have done it with just you.
I disagree. You guys are the brand. The brand is the two of you.
But I mean, the question would have actually been better if AJ had been involved, because it was a gambling thing where here's our pick six, here's three games. It would have been great because this is what we do. I mean, there's nobody better than us at that. But also, there's nobody better than us at that, so one of us can handle it. So I'm not quite sure how to take it.
I'm just saying now, if you work in local television, don't ask me.
Okay.
Aaron. Aaron will do it. He'll get on TV.
Yeah, that's what people want. So next time, we're gonna try this out. Next time somebody says, hey, AJ, will you come on blah, blah, blah radio or television station to talk about this? All you need to do is go, I appreciate the offer. I'm not the best on TV, but John Granato, Charlie Polillo, Josh Innes, they are great at it. Let me give you their number, and we'll get you on.
Okay. Listen, I think Josh would be great on TV. Granato's great on TV. Is Polillo really better than AJ on
TV?
I didn't say better.
I don't think so.
All you do is you deflect it to somebody else on the station so they don't go calling one of the other ones.
And Jerome does our show every week. Now, granted, he does it on a terrible audio connection.
It's better. It's just
some days it's better.
But he holds still.
Days it's diamonds. Some days it's stones.
But Jerome, he likes to do radio. He's good at radio. I don't like to be on TV. Truthfully, you know what I hate? I hate doing Sportsnet videos every week. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. I don't want to be on camera. I don't even really like Twitch. This is why I picked radio.
This is why you didn't go into that movie.
Yeah.
When you had a chance.
Could have been super famous in like the 143rd most successful superhero movie of all time.
Eric, have you ever seen that movie?
I have not.
I don't blame you.
I've seen it. I didn't.
Bro, he was in a movie?
No, he had a chance to be in a movie.
Which movie?
He turned
this?
It down.
It was called Jonah Hex.
Yeah.
It's a superhero movie.
But he's got like this really bleeped up face, and he's all burned up.
I got offered a role in it. Was I here or was I in Austin?
You were in Austin, yeah. This is before I met you.
And I was like, I read the part, and like I was kind of excited to be in the superhero movie, but I was like, it was in Louisiana. I was like, I think I'm
in a
out.
Swamp.
Yeah, it was really awful, but it still would have been kind of cool. It's like, this is the difference.
And it wasn't like a cameo. It was an actual part in the movie.
Well, especially at that age. I mean, I get what you're saying now, like where you're at in life now, but that was what, 8, 9, 10, 12 years ago?
That was
like
2010 that it came out.
Yeah, 12 years ago.
You should have done that.
Yeah, you should have done that.
It was 2010?
It premiered in 2010, so they were probably filming in 2008.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I was 28 years old.
Yeah.
I get why you would not do that now, but why did you not do that then?
Here's the other thing, and I got fooled into this because my show in 2008, my show in Austin was, by sports radio standards, wildly successful. Now, to be fair, it wasn't really a sports show. It was just kind of what we just did, Happy Hour, except for the whole show. And we had naked chicks sometimes. I mean, it was.
How did I miss out on that?
Yeah, it was a wild ass party show.
I mean, I haven't seen a naked chick in forever.
Sometimes we would talk about sports, but my show had such a big audience in my mind. And of course, at this time, Austin wasn't even like Austin's a much bigger market now than it was when I was there.
And but you're 28 too,
but
so
at the time I was like, oh my God, I am such a great radio success that this would be a bad idea for my brand. I actually thought that. and also, I didn't want to be, like, I knew it was bad, and I didn't want to be involved in something bad.
Dude, I'm like, this is the difference between us. If somebody called and said, dude, will you come be Willie Loman in our community theater thing? I'm like, yeah, I'm in.
You like attention.
No, I like doing different things.
That's why you like to do karaoke and things like that.
No, I mean, okay, I'm pretty good at karaoke.
See, that's what I'm saying.
But that's not why I do it.
You like to be on the stage.
I like performing.
Yes.
It doesn't mean I like the attention. I just like performing. Although I do get a rush when people enjoy what I do.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's not a bad thing, is it?
I'm just saying
it's a difference in our personalities.
No, but that is the thing. Like, if I get on, like, I did that karaoke competition we were in San Francisco, and finished third out of like 300 people. I got a rush out of that. That was badass, man. When I'm up there doing the friggin' wallflowers and nailing it, and like people are like got their arms in the air and stuff.
You like that?
I thought, hey, this is cool.
I like to give myself the props. I don't like often I like because there's times. I mean, sometimes you'll do a crappy job and people will be like, oh, great job. So I don't care about that. I like my internal applause-o-meter.
Yeah.
And if I do a good job, I know I did a good job. I don't need someone to tell me or clap for me. If I did a bad job, I know it. I don't need people to tell me I suck.
Well, no, like, that is true, though. I do know when I suck.
But
it's okay to boo me because when I suck, I know it.
But that's a fundamental difference between you and between our personalities. It's like you like, and that's, I mean, that's part of you being like
people.
A musician and things like that. You liked the adoration of it.
I like the emotion and the magic that comes from when you do something that people attach to.
I've said before, and this is another place where you and I differ. You love when people recognize you out in public, and it's great for our show.
I do now. I didn't at first. I was uncomfortable with it at first.
I've always been uncomfortable with it, and I all like.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, let's have a beer. Awesome.
Yeah, that's a difference between us. That's all.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna die first anyway, so it doesn't matter.
AJ, I think you need to come around a little bit, man. I'm outside my range because Ben, you're one of the two faces of the best. You know, okay, radio brand in the city.
But who am I, Lance Erline or John Granato?
Well,
we're overdue. We gotta go. I gotta tell you about Allstate. Allstate Windows and Siding. That's what I love. I love new windows being put in my house. Next week, I believe, is going to happen, or maybe the week after. I don't know, but I'm excited for it because my house is going to be beautified, first of all, which is important to me, and mostly it's very important to my wife. But what I'm excited about. 40% off my electric bill. What? You know what I'm going to do with that money? I'm going to make it rain. That's right. I'm going to throw dollar bills all over some COVID-covered honeys because Allstate Windows and Siding is going to save me dough. The windows are going to pay for themselves. That's what's up. And here's a great thing. Cash discounts, military discounts, first responder discounts. I got the cash discount. And the military discount. That's the what we call double dipping right there. But guys, if you want more info, 832-204-1936. You want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Windows and Siding, 832-204-1936 or AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.